And it's breaking through those kind of paradigms that we have for ourselves in our own lives as well, about what it is that we are capable of. Remember, every limitation that you have ever placed on yourself in your life about what you can or can't accomplish is the source of that being your reality. It's the belief that it's you're capable or incapable of doing it. And the willingness, the ability to shift out of that and into I like the word intention. I intend to manifest. I intend to attract into my life whatever it might be. It's an absolute fail-proof or fail-safe means for me. I absolutely intend to do it. When I put those PBS specials out there and decided that I wanted to go out there and make these into something that would help me to fulfill a destiny of using the television media as a means for raising the consciousness of this country, I had an intention. And that intention was not something that I ever listened to anybody else. And there's lots of people who consider themselves to be experts in that whole field of public television who have told me so many things about what can't be done and why it can't be done and you can't do all of it. And all of that is just something that I just let pass. I just pass when I hear that. And I maintain the intention. And what I have done is I have put together something about 8 or 9 different themes, if you will, that I want to just share with you here, very briefly on each one of them, of what it takes to create this new rewrite of your intentions in your life, or a rewriting of the agreement that you have had with reality. And I'd like to suggest that you put no limitations on what it is that you could rewrite as your intention. That is, if you believe that it's possible to fly, then make that a part of your agreement with reality. Not necessarily that you're going to do it. I always tell people who have been thinking about smoking, who've been thinking about quitting drugs, or who've been trying to change something in their life, change around your agreement with what is possible for you. See yourself. Whenever I read stories about some of these great saints who could bilocate, I start practicing bilocation, where they would talk about someone being seen in one part of the village and then another part of the village on the same day. And I don't go around bragging about it or telling other people that I'm going to do this or watch this or whatever. I just have this sort of internal, yeah, I think that it's possible to be able to do that. I think I watched people do these, what they call yogic races, where these yogis would sit down with their legs folded and sitting straight up in a meditative position, and they would bounce themselves down in that position down a runway, and there would be hurdles about 3 foot high, 36 inches high. And when they would come to one of those, they were able to lift their entire body over the hurdle and onto, and they would have races doing this. And they have taken the greatest finely tuned Olympic athletes, the gymnasts, the people who have the greatest bodies in the world, and they put them in that position with their legs folded, and they say, okay, now see how far you can lift your body doing that. And they can only get about 3 or 4 inches off the ground. And these are people who go, and I've seen it happen with my own eyes. I've watched them do it, that they have the ability to move up there, and through consciousness, through their minds, up they go. And down they back down they go. And then they go up a little further, bounce, 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 and they come to 136 inches, over they go. It's fast, I love that. Pardon? I saw that on a video that was done up at the Chopra Center in Lexington, in Massachusetts, right? Yeah, they had a video of them doing those races right there in Massachusetts. It blew me away to see that. And I began to do the Yoga Sutras. When I heard about the Yoga Sutras and being able to levitate, and I read Patanjali talking about teaching people to do these sutras where you repeat one, and then the second day you repeat the first one, and then the second one, and then the third day you repeat the first one and the second one, and then you repeat the third one for 15 minutes, and then the fourth day until you get up to about 35 or 40 of these, and you go through all of these sutras, and ultimately when you reach the 40th sutra and you're able to repeat each one of these sutras that were that preceded it, and they have become, it's a part of your consciousness just through the repetition process and making it a mantra that these people were able to raise their body up and go down. And I practiced that in my own office, in my own space, and was able to, I literally felt my body move above the ground and seem to stay there for a few seconds, and then it would ease itself back down just by practicing those sutras.